All right, today we're going to look at the Cover 3 cloud coverage. So it's similar in a lot of respects to standard Cover 3 in the sense that you're going to have three deep defenders and four defenders underneath. The difference, however, is on the strong side, typically where the best receiver is going to be. Instead of the corner bailing and have the deep third of the field, the safety is going to rotate over and take the deep third. Couple benefits to that. Number one, this corner can get a jam on that receiver, throw off his timing. You don't get that in a standard or typical Cover 3. Also, you're confusing the quarterback. He sees two deep safeties. He doesn't see the safety roll up. He thinks it might be Cover 2. He doesn't know that that safety is getting all the way over to that deep third. So that's the two advantages of why teams run the Cover 3 cloud at times.
Nice job, Ross, breaking down three cloud on the whiteboard for us. Let's take a look at it here on the video screen. The Pittsburgh Steelers versus the Kansas City Chiefs here. And normally in Cover 3, what you would get is a corner covering the deep third, a safety covering the deep third, a corner covering the deep third, and you would get four underneath defenders. But with three cloud, what you're going to have is you got a safety here, and the other corner covering the third, and this corner basically having cloud support, which is like Cover 2. And when you get the route ran from Antonio Brown, he's going to run a 7 route. Corner down here does a nice job of getting the jam on him and then sloughing back, getting in the window, disrupting that throw, forcing the quarterback to go back to the front side where you had the Cover 3 being played, and a nice job from the cornerback on that side. Really, really a great job of how you play 3 cloud.